Shall we start with a hymn?
Yes.
It'd be nice. I chose one. It's 316.
Ta-da-da. Shall I start?
Yes, you must start.
Live up my life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings. Live out thy life within me, in all things have thy way. Glory to display.
I will read it, although I know the French version, but I'm lost with the English version.
Okay.
The temple has been yielded and purified of sin. Let thy Shekinah glory now shine forth from within, and all the earth keep silence, the body henceforth be. Thy silent, gentle Savior, a servant, moved only as by thee.
Miley?
Remember every moment I have stepped up to thy call, ready to have thee use them or not be used at all. As it says now, ready to have thee use them or not be used at all. Ever without restless longing, or strain, or stress, or fret, or chafing as it dealing, or thought of any regret. And based on that.
But stressful calm and pliant, from band and bias free, awaiting thy decision, the darkest need of me. Live out the life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Be thou the glorious answer to all my questionings.
Amen.
I was really thinking what to talk today about, and I went to Revival Reformation website, and they have lots of resources there.
Mm.
And I went to one page which was talking about our mission. What is our mission?
Mm.
And so I would like to share with you.
The mission of the world.
So. So what is our mission? It's a quiz.
Okay.
Because we know this stuff, it just wanted us to go through and just
put
those gaps that we don't know. Well, actually, I learned a lot again when I was making this quiz. So, yeah. Question number one. What is our mission on this earth? What is the mission of the God's Last Day Church and people? Your answer.
Matthew said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all the world. And the mission is to preach the gospel or the good news of salvation. To be the primary mission. As well as caring. Shall I give you an answer?
Yes, please.
It's not from the Bible. It's from something I heard today.
Okay.
I was walking up in Edgware, and there was this man playing the music. By him, I saw a leaflet on what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of those papers. So I said to him, well, one of it is conversation come. And he said to me, the whole world must know that God exists. It's not only this, there's another church, whatever church it is. But that's the answer he gave me. The whole world must know that God exists.
That is true. Kyo, what's your answer?
I think it's like we sang in a hymn, really. We are living out God's will in our lives. And okay, it is all part of the gospel, but there is such many variations depending on the circumstances. Sometimes it's a simple gospel, come and be blessed. Sometimes it's some sort of retribution, you know.
Okay, so what do you think, what is the mission of God's last day church and people? Because we are the last day church and the people, so what is the mission as a church?
What is our mission? What is the mission of the last day church? To preach the truth. Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, as I said.
Okay, so this is the answer. It's to share the three angels' messages. Our mission on this earth. We got three angels' messages, and you're right. This is the part of angel messages to share the gospel. Okay. And where is that mission found in the Bible?
That's in the three angel message.
Yes.
Revelation
chapter 14.
14, verse 6 to 12. Well done. How would you summarize that mission? It's a long, like three angels' message there, a long. Can you remember?
Dear God and the living glory, for the hour of his judgment has come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are we allowed to read it?
that's cheeky, you should know. It's cheating.
Well, it depends on how good our memory is, really.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just joking.
But it says, and I saw another angel flying in the mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth. Every nation, tribe, language and people. And he said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea and the springs of water. That's the first angel.
Mm-hmm. Second one, do you remember the second without reading? He was reading.
It's all about Babylon, isn't it?
Yes, it is about Babylon. It's about false religion.
Yeah.
About corruption and falling down. And you remember the third angel?
The third agent is a very serious matter indeed, because it's God's judgment.
Falling out the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah, the third angel is about the mark of the beast.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you open the Bible, we can go through the three messages. It's very important for us to know this, because this is what we should live by, what we should live through, you know. So, if we summarize all these messages, we'll do the first angel, it's like to share, to fear and give glory. Three things. To share the gospel of Jesus, of his love, life, death, resurrection and his intercession. To fear, because the judgment is near, is here, and give glory to worship our God Creator. And so to share, to fear and to worship the person. To share gospel, to fear judgment, and to worship God, our Creator.
And the only problem with this verse fear, with the word fear. Not
yeah, yeah, because people
are the worship other yeah. than fear, you know.
Things like love and respect.
Mm.
And like, it's more positive feeling than negative. Because, for example, Muslim people, they terrified of the Allah. Mm. They really scare of him. Our God, our feeling for God is different. It's respect and love. And second message is about false religion, about Babylon. It's a corrupted religion, and it will fall down, it will not pass. And the third message is about mark of the beast, that you worship and receive your seal.
The third message should be the clearest of it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
and you go to Kibadan.
If anyone worship the beast and his image, you receive the mark of the beast.
Yeah, so what is the mark of the beast?
Of the seal.
The mark of the beast is the seventh day. Those who don't observe the seventh day are the mark of God. When the Sabbath change, I think they are working on it at the moment. There is this big thing going on in on Mount Sinai or whatever.
Yeah.
Changing Saturday to changing Sabbath to Sunday, that's a mark of the beast. The Sunday worship.
Yeah, the Sunday worship. Yeah, so the answer is Sunday worship enforced by law.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's the mark of the beast. It's a mark of belonging to this beast by the law and by giving authority. Okay, how would you prove the mark of the beast from scripture? That's a long question. If someone asks how you can prove that it's going to be like that, how you can prove that Bible says about that, where would you look information from?
Well, there are indications in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
Where so, you're sort of more or less forced to do something on the pain of death, you know.
So the mark of the beast opposes God's law, isn't it? It's contrast to those who receive mark of the beast from the commandments keepers. So as if the mark of the beast is keeping Sunday and mark of the God is for keeping Sabbath. So it's different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this in, if you open Exodus chapter 13, verse 9, you can read it.
Exodus 18, verse 9.
13, oh. Verse 9. Yeah.
Exodus 13, verse 9.
I'm not sure if it's, I was looking at it, but I couldn't, maybe your Bible will say it differently.
Okay, I'll read it then.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 13 verse 9 said, and it shall be as a sign to you on your hands and on your memorial, and as a memorial between your eyes. That the Lord's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. Is that it?
So the God, yeah, the God wants to write His law in our minds and in our actions.
Yeah,
is it contrary to what the mark of the beast is? Well, the contrary is the same, but it's. His God's law is God's seal, and beast's law, beast's seal. So, yeah.
Hmm. As many it would be for everybody, because it just said the mark of the beast and every four. It's not like any discriminate. You won't get it because you believe for the beast.
Hmm.
No, it's like for everybody across.
Yeah.
No, not, because that's the message that should be preached, Christ across to the world, no?
Yeah. If you open now Acts 14, verse 15, that's another where we can find the proof of the marks, beast of the mark. Acts 14.
It says, friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. Is that right?
Yeah.
We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Yeah.
So proclaiming that we have to worship the real God who created every living creature. Like Paul Wensley was saying, for those who are worshipping so many gods and worshipping the God without name, we got no name, and the real God is who created, the living God. Another one, Ezekiel 20, Ezekiel 20, verse 12.
Not Son of Man, Son of Man prophesied. You want me to read?
Ezekiel 20:12, yeah.
Say to them, thus say the Lord God, on the day when I choose Israel and raised my hand in an oath to the descendant of the house of Jacob and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, I raised my hand in an oath to them, says I am, saying, I am the Lord your God.
Yeah. One says, I also told them that the Sabbath would be a sign of the bond between us to remind them that I am the Lord their God, and I am the one who set them apart and made them a holy people. And also verse 20.
This is keep my Sabbath holy, that they may be a sign between us, then you will know that I am the Lord your God.
Yeah. This should be the main verse, I guess, when we're going to talk about the seal and this mark that the Sabbath is the sign between God and us.
That's why we should know very well, actually.
Yeah. Ezekiel 20:20, it's easy to remember, Ezekiel 20:20. Keep my Sabbath, because it's the sign of the bond between us, and it will remind you that I am the Lord, your God. So who keeps Sabbath and his commandments and worship him. Okay, and who is the... Yes?
Shall I read verse 12?
Yes.
He says, moreover, I also gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them.
Yeah, make a holy people, yeah. Like I said, Ezekiel 20:20 and Revelation 14 and 13, these are the main spots in the Bible where we should use for telling about mark of the beast and what is the difference of God's seal and marks, mark of the beast. Okay, so we can also look at the Revelation 13, verse 15 to 16.
15 to 16.
13, verse 15 to 16, yeah.
Revelation 13, verse 15 to 16,
yeah.
So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth and he fled after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. The earth held the woman, and she opened up his mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth.
Verse 15
says the second beast. That's the one. Yeah,
I'm getting twice. Sorry.
That's okay. Chapter 13, verse 15 to 16, yeah.
And he was granted power to be blessed to the image of the beast.
Yeah.
And the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Because all both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand and on their forehead. And no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark of the beast. The name of the beast and the number of his name is Revelation 14:9-11. He has the wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for this is the number of the man. His number is 666. That's a difficult, always got my head around this.
Yeah.
And then we know that this is when you get Revelation 14:9-11.
Mm.
From this. Yeah.
Also have here Revelation 9:16-2. Revelation 16.
Verse 16.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, so the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon men, from the men who had the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image.
Sounds like another pandemic, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
The first place.
I can't think of this COVID. I mean, look up China. You see the news today.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Terrible. You know? Don't know what to laugh. Like a revolution. Well, it's not like it's a revolution itself.
Mm-hmm.
But you just wonder when you read this whether this is happening in small measure to start off with.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that maybe heading to.
Because the whole world is in turmoil. So yesterday I was watching this thing on television, this discussion, this Laura Kessenberg, and she was saying the railways on strike, NHS want to go on strike, fire want to go on strike, teachers want to go on strike.
Yeah.
I forgot the thing on said. To the politician or the conservative guy. But that means the country is going to collapse.
Yeah, completely, yes. That's why I think all the countries will be in this kind of situation, and then like will appear this beast who will take everything in control and promise to and do the miracles like this the Bible says. Draw the attention. Well, obviously it's the Pope.
Hello.
The
same one.
Hilma, if you open Revelation 19, verse 20. Yeah.
But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet, who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
Yeah, so that's the end of this beast. So yeah, he will the false prophet and his but the sea beast and the animal turned false prophet were taken to prison. This is false prophet who has worked miracles. So yeah, there's gonna be miracles that is gonna be done for all the people to deceive people.
But it's like, I don't know, I was trying to fit in with the time we're living in.
I think it's gonna be really hard to place all these prophecies in a times where we're gonna live through, I guess, because it's not like very specific. It's more abstract in all those symbols. You can't really say it doesn't have like names really. We understand that it's gonna be the papacy.
It must be like for us because we're reading this. That's what I think. There's going to be like something we can begin to point our finger. Like the word is being preached. We can say what we like, but you have YouTube, you have also talking on YouTube, on the tele. So, in a sense, everybody's hearing the word, one way or another, whatever you're from. Country, even with less technology. So the message is getting across. Because that was the mission, to preach all the world.
To share, be in reverence, and to feel what is coming, really. Okay, so